Thomas, senior music director for the Vintage Parlor Orchestra. So we do it all. I like the title of that.
Thank you.
Yes, tell me about the Vintage Parlor Orchestra. And we find you, what, entertaining us tonight?
Yes, tonight at Creston Brewery in the Golden Age Room. It's the second floor above the tap house. And concert starts at 7:30. We are performing tonight and Thursday night. And it is classical music, but our audience experience is a little bit different. We like to invite you to sit in front of the orchestra if you'd like, cross-legged on the floor. You can sit in a chair. You can walk around if you like. Anytime you would like to get a beer, you're allowed to do that, even while we perform. And we also encourage a lot of audience interaction. So there might even be time to clap while we play and between movements. So we're more focused on changing the audience experience of what a classical music concert would be.
Kind of hanging out in the parlor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
If Creston Brewery allows us to mention that. And, of course, that's on the second floor.
On the second floor. It's the same building, but the second floor.
It's a great space. All right, so Vintage Parlor Orchestra. It's on your T-shirt. You describe yourself as a dedicated lot of local classical musicians, what, looking to bring this orchestral music of the concert hall to these exciting venues?
Yes. And so part of what we're trying to do is the main point is accessibility, right? So to a lot of people, going to a concert hall is the barrier. Sitting in a long row of seats, not being able to get up for intermission to go to the bathroom. Maybe they want to get a drink during the concert and aren't able to. There's parking to consider. There's big crowds, everything like that. Ours are more like a rock band show. You come as you are. Don't worry about what to wear. Don't worry about if you want to sit down or stand or want to be able to move around, go to the bathroom at any time. That's all available at our concerts. So the whole point of bringing that music out of the concert hall is so that we can expose more people to this great music in a new way.
Yes. How long have you been around?
We've been around for just over a year. We started as kind of a small Halloween band. Doing a macabre show at Paddock Place last Halloween, and we played a Haydn symphony in the living room of that house for an immersive theater event. So that was a whole lot of fun, and the orchestra members really liked doing it. So we decided to do that again for Valentine's Day. We played it at the Masonic Center in the amphitheater there. And then in May and August, we had two concerts at Nomad Art Gallery with Richard Abb. And those were great. We kind of broke out as just our own entity, as just an orchestra. And we started to rethink what this live music experience should be for people. And so we've been pushing our own boundaries and trying new things. At the last concert at Nomad, we have a moment in the last movement of the symphony that we play where we invite the audience to actually stand up, get as close as they possibly can to the orchestra, so that they can experience this music like I do as a conductor, right from the front. So,
from where are your musicians?
All over the place. A lot of our string players are from area orchestras, so Holland Symphony, West Michigan Symphony, KPO, Kent Philharmonic, and then a lot of our wind players, we've been getting having them come from Michigan State, Grand Valley State University, so a whole bunch of college students in our wind section, and our string section, again, is made up of mostly veterans of other orchestras in the area.
Nice.
And all age ranges, too, from teenagers all the way to 60. So,
very nice. Yeah. My notes tell me that David Lockington's a fan. Oh, kind of miss David.
I know. Yeah. I know. I see him every once in a while.
Oh, good.
I work at Meyer Music, and he came to visit me one day. It was really special. So, he's a cool guy.
Good. He would say the same of you. So tonight and Thursday night, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Is this a ticketed event?
It is a ticketed event. They are selling reasonably well, so I would recommend going to vpogr.com. You'll find links to our ticket service there through SimpleTix. And your entry into the event will probably go a lot faster because we will have somebody checking pre-sale tickets. But we are selling them at the door. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Concert begins at 7:30. And I've heard and have experienced Creston Brewery's food. And so if you would like to dine at Creston Brewery, which I highly recommend, probably show up around 6:15 or 6:30 so that you have time to eat. So,
yeah. I've had their haven't had their food. Boy, I've had their beer.
I highly recommend their fish. I love their fish and chips.
Look for the music director eating fish and chips before the event. Well, how cool is this Vintage Parlor Orchestra? Again, playing at unique venues, and that is Creston Brewery tomorrow night and Thursday night. How do we find out more information one more time?
If you visit vpogr.com, you'll find information about the orchestra. You'll find a link to our ticket service. You can also find us on Facebook. We are very socially active. I'm also a meme conductor. I like to make memes as advertisement and throw a little bit of humor in there as well. So, check us out. There's plenty to see on there, videos of us performing, awesome. and all sorts. So.
Thanks, Thomas Pike.
Thank you.